Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
From a recent research article published in the journal Nutrition and Cancer, February 3rd, 2015, here's the headline: higher folate levels associated with improved survival in postmenopausal breast cancer patients. That's really good news for anybody, any woman who is in menopause and has breast cancer. We need to increase folate in your diet and through supplementation based on this new study. It's just an association. It's not a treatment. But the higher the level of folate, the better off you're going to be. So let's talk a little bit, though, before we get into the study, about folic acid or folate, which is known as vitamin B9 in the supplement industry, although no one lists it that way on a label. We just call it folic acid or folate. What you find in nature are folates. And there's probably several different types of folates, okay? There's not just a folate. It's kind of like saying estrogen. There's all kinds of different types of estrogen. So we say folate, and what we really mean to say is folates. It really should be said plural. So folates are what we find in, you know, lean meats, fruits and vegetables, especially the deep darker the color, the higher the folate level. You know, you don't really find in nature folic acid. It you know, given the average temperature and pH of animals and plants, folic acid, which is not charged, it's just a neutral weak acid. But given, as I said, you know, normal physiology in plants and animals in on Earth, you find folic acid becoming folate, where it's a charged particle, and it's very stable. So a vast majority, you know, if folic acid is there in nature, it doesn't last long. It turns into folate really quick, and folate stays as folate. So that's what you find in nature. When you ingest folates, your body will metabolize it in different ways, usually adding hydrogens to it. So you get something like dihydrofolate, tetrahydrofolate, and those are the active components of this B vitamin. Now, most supplements today use folic acid, which, now, if I just told you folic acid is not found in nature, it means it's synthetically made up. Now, the word synthetic is not necessarily a bad word. And I've talked about that before. The real question is about bioidentical. It's not so much if something is synthetically made up in lab, is the final thing that was made, in this case folic acid, is it bioidentical to what's normally out there? Well, that's the problem. Folic acid really is not normally out there. So there's really no such thing as a folic acid that's bioidentical, because in nature it turns into folate. So there's some people questioning, and maybe this is a good thing to question, whether we should be using synthetic folic acid, because it's not bioidentical. You don't find it in nature. It turns into folate. So there may be a move in the industry to figure out better ways to stabilize folate in supplement forms, and that's how we should be consuming it. And here's an example. You know, in the United States, we've been fortifying breads and cereals, gosh, for decades now, with folic acid, the synthetic version, thinking that everything was fine there. And remember, it's not that it's synthetic that's the issue. It's the fact that you don't find folic acid in nature. There's really no bioidentical equivalent in nature. So maybe people are questioning we should be fortifying these food sources, manufacturing supplements, not with folic acid, but with folate or folates, a whole collection of folate. So that's just something to consider. But, you know, again, the deep, dark fruits and vegetables, the lean meats, if you enjoy liver and onions, you'll get a lot of folates. So that's, you know, I think that's, you know, according to this study, where there's an association of higher folate levels and a decrease risk of mortality from postmenopausal breast cancer, you might want to be focusing on dietary sources. So let's take a look at this study, again, published in Nutrition and Cancer just a month ago. It was done through California State University and the University of California and the CDC. They played a role in this. And they reported better survival among postmenopausal breast cancer patients with higher plasma levels of the B vitamin folate. The study included 471 postmenopausal women diagnosed with breast cancer between 1994 and 1995. And they stored their plasma samples. When they draw blood, they store them, and you can store plasma for a very long time. And these researchers went back to that stored plasma and analyzed for the sum total of folates in the plasma. Dietary questionnaires provided information on food intake and supplement use, but we know that that's a little so I like the fact that they went to the plasma in this study. Gosh, this is a better way to study supplements. You know, so often when you hear a negative headline with a supplement, you know, they basically were just doing surveys. They never actually looked at the blood of people who said they were taking a supplement. Then there was never a plasma level confirmation that this person actually probably was taking supplements. You know, in this case, they did. They had dietary questionnaires and they had the plasma to prove it. I mean, this is a much better way to study supplements. Among women whose plasma total folate levels were among the top 25%, there was a 59% lower risk of mortality over follow-up in comparison with those whose levels were among the lowest 25%. When you look at all these women, 471, the top 25% that had the highest folate levels in their plasma, corresponding with their questionnaires, they did better. They survived. 59% lower risk of mortality. I mean, that's awesome. Supplemental folic acid, and so they looked at folic acid here, in supplemental folic acid, at least in the questionnaires, and total folate levels, plasma levels, were strongly positively associated with circulating total folate levels and a drop in mortality. So that's really cool. The lead author said several studies have shown increased bioavailability of folate from folic acid supplements compared with folate from food. However, we just put the whole together and found that folate in the plasma from supplement or food had a mortality benefit. Awesome. So that's great. So what does this mean? It means, we all need folic acid or folates, right, from both supplements and food sources. It's a B vitamin. It plays an important role in energy production. And, you know, any cell that turns over a lot, meaning that it has to be replaced quickly, gut, brain, nerve, muscle, all the B vitamins play a role. So, you know, we got to make sure we're getting at least 400 micrograms of folates a day between supplement and dietary sources. What this means to a woman who's in you know, menopause, you know, make sure you absolutely optimize folate from supplements and diets, regardless of whether you have breast cancer or not. You know, this is an association. We haven't really figured out what's going on here. So there's an association of higher folate levels and reduced mortality. You might be able to extrapolate that and say higher folate levels might even be preventative. So these are the kind of things that that we need to look at. And I know that this may be kind of a surprise to some people because certain cancers, if you take in folates, might spur on the growth of that cancer. Even some of the chemo drugs are anti-folate type drugs. But in this case, specifically breast cancer, there was a benefit with having folates in your blood, in your plasma. So that's good news. Increase your folate level if you are a breast cancer survival and increase your odds of surviving even more, upwards of 60%. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.